You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dr. Yes, I really, really would, but you're doing in my head. It's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give you information. Ask me for love, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three. And if you've noticed, I've just kind of stepped out of Deborah's way because the amount of information we're getting is voluminous. And we're going to return to her in just a moment. But as you heard Deborah talking about, we're going to have significant challenges to our way of life, but most of all to our health. And that's where Katie Whalen comes in at FamilyEssentialShop.com. Write that down, FamilyEssentialShop.com. Do you want to be healthy or don't you? I'm not going to go through a long list here of all the things that Katie offers, but it's one-stop shopping for your health. And Katie will talk to you. She'll work with you in your budget. And if you mention that you're a Common Sense Show listener, she's got all kinds of special deals from you involving the Every Oil Kit and a whole bunch of other stuff. So please call Katie tomorrow at 720-630-3111. That's 720-630-3111, FamilyEssentialShop.com. And very quickly, when we come out the other side of this cataclysm that's going to fall upon us, and if we have any sense of freedom left at all, and we might have a little bit. We might be alive. And if you are, you need a currency exchange. And it sure as heck isn't going to be the dollar. And I want to tell you that you need to contact, as I'm going to tomorrow, and as one of my best friends, we're contacting Steve Quayle tomorrow, and we're looking to buy more gold. And I would encourage you to do the same thing. The dollar is soon going to be history. Steve's number, 406-586-4842. That's 406-586-4842. Steve Quayle has made a lot of people a lot of money. Give him a call in the morning. 406-586-4842. Deborah Tavares is our guest. And Deborah, we've got a whole smorgasbord of stuff to cover here in about 22 minutes. So I'm just going to throw it back to you.
Well, thank you, Dave. And I'm going to throw a lot at everybody that's listening so that you'll understand your reality. And I know for some people you'll pick up on certain aspects of what you're going to hear. What I'm going to tell you right now is this article. It's entitled California Climate Leadership, Powering the New Economy. This is what it's telling us that California is going to be able to do under Senate Bill 32, which is the Climate Pollution Reduction Beyond the Year 2020. Pollution reduction. So they say the purpose is to promote healthier communities and a stronger economy by setting a climate pollution reduction target of 80% below 1990 levels by the year 2050. So what they're saying is CO2 emissions. Those are the pollutions. They're not using CO2 now. I want everybody to catch that, because in the YouTube that I did, Who's Running America in the Climate Action Plan, they were clearly using reduction of CO2 emissions. Now they're saying climate pollution reduction. And again, they're targeting 80% below 1990 levels by the year 2050. And what they're saying is that they're setting a clear, achievable climate pollution reduction target in law and identifying priorities to guide implementation, which will provide critical accountability. Well, they go on lying to us about caring about our health and talking about reducing pollution, which, of course, is all disinformation. Again, the stated goal and the real goal. I typed in the American Lung Association, and I would recommend that everybody does the same thing, followed by your city. So I typed in American Lung Association, California Overview. And this is what I saw for California. This is staggering. the state of the air in 2015 for California continues to show that California has some of the worst air pollution in the country. For the second year in a row, the Los Angeles, Fresno, Madera metropolitan areas top the ranks of the most polluted metropolitan areas in the country for ozone pollution and particle pollution, measured on both a daily and annual basis. California cities, again, dominate the list of the worst polluted areas. Now, we know everywhere your air is polluted, too. But you can find this on likely reported for your state as well. The chemtrails, of course, are adding to that, as well as all of the toxins and all of the poisons that are being added to the water supply and, you know, causing evaporation, etc. I'm going to throw out a couple of things quickly, Dave, and then I'm going to jump into the plan to burn up Northern California and their plans all over the country. This is one that we found. But for the moment, I'm going to talk about Walmart, the plundering of the United States. I mean, many of us, of course, understand that it's a corporate big box store. It's knocked out family-owned businesses all over the country. But what I recently discovered, and I was rather surprised, I found out that Walmart has dedicated Acres for America. And I thought, what on earth is Acres for America? Well, Walmart tells us this. They're rejuvenating ecosystems in a partnership with the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. Okay, that's a corporation set to take us down. Okay, so they're working with that corporation. Walmart created Acres for America in 2005, and they've contributed $35 million as a commitment to purchase and preserve 1 acre of wildlife habitat in the U.S. for every acre of land that Walmart developed. And when this information was released, they proudly announced that they have conserved nearly 690,000 acres. This is the taking of America and putting our land in preserves, keeping us out of it. Dave, we recently discovered that they have camera traps now in the preserves here in Sonoma County. About a week or so ago, there was an unusual article about a nudist site on the peninsula in San Francisco. They were caught stealing water from a preserve. They had a hose up into the preserve to fill a pond that they've had on their land. Well, they're now being called water stealers, but they were on a natural nature preserve, and they have camera traps now. They claim that they're installing these traps for windows into the lives of animals. No, this is hunting humans. They're deploying these all over. In fact, they even have camera trapping classes to help you learn how to set up cameras so that no one will spot them. The same camera trapping occurred with the family that was shut down from their oyster company, Drake's Bay Oyster Company, here along the coast, a half hour north of San Francisco. The Fish and Game shut their business down, and they were horrified to discover secret cameras on the hills above their operation, just trying to catch them doing something inappropriate. One more thing I want to bring up. Okay, so Walmart is contributing to the Wildlands Project, another reason why never ever to step foot in a Walmart again, beyond slave labor and toxic and poisonous. They're buying up America and taking it away from us. And many of you now know that they're starting to require RFID chip wristbands, and that will expand, of course, into the preserve areas.
What are they using that for?
Well, to know where people are located. What they're anticipating is chaos, Dave, and they want to be able to track people. They know that people will hot foot it.
But who's wearing these wristbands, Deb?
People that are being admitted into campsite areas. They've been expanding that. It kind of started in Disneyland and some of the entertainment centers, but they're looking to expand it into the preserves. Another thing we discovered as well, there are thousands of acres of lands here in Sonoma County that have been put into preservation preserves. We've discovered that when they take these lands from the ranchers that have owned them for generations, they fall out of the property tax rolls, and therefore the property taxes are no longer being collected. This is putting our rural first responders out of business, the firefighters and paramedics. They rely on taxes here in Sonoma County from property taxes to offset their expense of operation. Not only are large swaths of area that they are required to, of course, service along this beautiful Northern California coastline, where they have to go to some of the different regional parks and so forth, where there are no monies to that they can recover these operations of emergency service, but also the fact that our rural roads are absolutely in decay. They are adding a tremendous cost to being able to conduct business or even drive as a resident in and on our roads here in Northern California and elsewhere in the country as well. In fact, the Transit Authority said it costs us on an average of about $750 a year to keep our cars in alignment, replace broken windshields. Our roads are deplorable. And here in Sonoma County, they were attempting to increase taxes on all of us for road repair. No one trusted that the money would be used that way, because actually in the bill it said that they could use it for smart transportation and pay for bus services within the city. So it's really important to understand a long time ago there was a great divorce between the cities and the counties. The counties have a lower population base, much more travel need to get out to the county areas. The cities are now fighting for the money, and there's a fight between the city and the counties. That's been ongoing. Another thing I want to point out is we discovered a website called the Plain Sight Group. Plain Sight Group, you can type that in your search engine. Very disturbing. We're finding how Rothschild is using capital management and investments for profits and is creating new deep markets. Now, we're going to talk about this and how I discovered it. We are being pummeled with plumbing leaks in an area where there's also fluoride in the water supply. And upon investigation with these plumbing leaks, we learned that many property owners are experiencing the same amount of continual property damage with their the leaks that are, of course, sometimes leaking between walls. They have to have carpets redone. Walls have to be torn open. They have to call in crews. Now, we're going to see, and we have been seeing, crews for eliminating moisture. And one of the crews is entitled American Leak Detection. Now, certainly we can expect leaks in plumbing and so forth over the years, but this has become a new market. Because what we know is that the pulsed microwave frequencies on structures, us as well, buildings, etc., causes instability and causes fatigue of all structures, including buildings. So there's huge markets being created out of all of this chaos that we're seeing all around us. This is all about creating new markets, new deep market platforms, as they call it. And, again, a new economy. So a new economy is coming up and out of this new green energy requirements on all of our homes. And, again, added damage to our properties. They know they're causing it. They know that the fluoride and other chemicals that they're adding to the water supply is going to bleed many property owners dry because of the ongoing increased damage to their property. But let's jump into the plan to burn up Northern California, because this is going to be potentially a similar way in which other states are going to be burned up as well. We know that they use laser to create lightning, and we know that they can start many, many fires that way, and they have. So let's already take that into a known reality. This is a newspaper article that I read, and this got me down this trail. And the news article was dated April the 22nd of 2015. It was printed in the Press Democrat, and it was in the Empire News section. So it wasn't in a section that I, you know, often frequent, but here's what it said. Residents urge limits on tree poisoning. And I thought, what on earth is this about? So as I read it, I discovered that, and I want to underscore this, when I say a particular family that I'm going to talk about is doing this, they always like to use the family behind their name, like the Rothschild family or what have you family. They're not family. Again, we have to think of our words and how our words are being used and how they're using words against us. So in wondering what they meant about tree poisoning, I discovered that the Fisher family in San Francisco that owns the Gap, Old Navy, and the Fairmont hotels and is heavily invested in carbon trade. In fact, they bought up a Pacific logging company here in Northern California that spans three counties. It spans not only Mendocino County, but Humboldt County and parts of Sonoma County, 450,000 acres. They have been hiring out-of-area workers to gash and slash the trunks of oak trees, specifically tan, T-A-N, it's a type of variety, tan oak trees, slash and gash these trees. They squirt them with poison, herbicides and Roundup, etc., and they leave the trees to die. Well, there's untold runoff from the poisons that they're squirting in these gashes. There are literally millions upon millions of standing dead trees in the northern Humboldt, Mendocino, and Sonoma County areas. The fire chiefs in those areas have been pleading with the Board of Supervisors, and this is one of the later newspapers as a result of the Board of Supervisors meeting. It says, no clear-cut answers in the hack and squirt debate. And then it shows a picture on this article of just swaths of dead trees amongst the conifers, all of the pine trees, the trees that have a higher value for market. They claim the reason that the Fisher family is killing all the trees, it's completely unregulated, is because there's higher value in the selling of the conifer trees, and the canopy of the oak trees are preventing the conifers from growing. So they're leaving literally millions and millions of dead dying trees in the forest, which is creating a ladder where the storms will, the fires will rage, and the chemicals and the diseased forest will have higher heat, faster moving fires. This is all spelled out in the letters that have been sent to the Board of Supervisors in those areas that they need to stop this. They need to require elimination of this fuel because the fire chiefs in our area are telling us that we have massively reduced ground moisture because of the intentional engineered drought here. The fuel is not moist, and the ambient humidity, we are the perfect fire. They're claiming that this looks like this could be come the worst fire season in California's history. And the fire chiefs are going unheard by the Board of Supervisors in those areas. And they're just not getting any help. But they did get some help from the family that has been doing this. The family assisted with creating evacuation routes because the neighbors up there are horrified with all of this dead fuel right up against their backyards. And so they've assisted with identifying evacuation routes. Now let's think about this. We have dead, dying, diseased, poisoned forests. We have untold gallons of poison toxins that have been squirted into the gashes, all, of course, ultimately washing down into the streams and creeks, into our water supply. And we have the fast-moving fires, again, also from the heavy metals, from the chemtrailings, which, of course, increases the heat of fires and the way and speed in which they move through the forest as well. We're headed for the perfect storm of burning up Northern California and moving people off their lands. Again, this is all rural property. As noted in the United Nations policies, rural properties are unsustainable. In fact, they're classified as sprawl. So what better way to get people out of their homes, off the rural lands, than to burn them up and out? So this is on StopTheCrime.net. Type in the search bar at the top of the website, plan to burn up Northern California. We have letters from the fire chiefs attached. We have the meetings of the Board of Supervisors and more. And we underscore that this is very likely, very similar methods in which they're going to burn up other states as well. Perhaps not by allowing a family, the Fisher family, to come in and poison the trees. But the trees are all dying and diseased as a result of the chemtrails anyway, and all of the toxic water from washing through the atmosphere, highly toxic, very poisonous. The trees are dying as well. We're not the only victims of what we see occurring. I also wanted to talk about a meeting that I attended.
Yeah, we're just about out of time, so we've got to be quick on this.
Okay. Well, then I think I will just encourage everybody to go to primarywater.org. The action alert is a request for everybody to download a double-sided half-page flyer right there on the homepage of primarywater.org. Watch the YouTube's Primary Water Explained, a water crisis hoax, and most importantly, the YouTube we have up, Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Again,
exactly.
We need everybody, boots on the ground, distributing these flyers, reducing the media psyops and the fear about running out of water. This is a global deception playing out right now.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, I know many Californians who are staying put, and we're not vacating the state because we know.
Okay, Deborah, we got to scoot. But real quick here, I want to have you back before the summer's over, and I want to just do a Q&A with you. You've given us so much material. I have so many questions. I hope you'll agree to come back. Thanks so much for your time. This has been riveting.
Thank you so much, Dave. Everybody,
Deborah Tavares, StopTheCrime.net. Anyway, before we go to Katie and the health report, I just want to remind you that Steve Quayle is your go-to guy for gold, and gold and silver and precious coins is where you need to be. You need to convert as much of your cash as possible, because some of us are going to come out on the other side and you're going to need a medium of exchange. And right now, in the present time, you need a hedge against inflation, and it sure as heck is in the bank. And you know they're practicing to steal your money. You know the courts have ruled against you. Once you put your money in the bank, it belongs to the bank. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. They've practiced for this in November of 2014 on two different dates. Your money is going to be as good as gone. The U.S. is going to follow right down the path of Greece. We're going to have lines in front of the banks, and no one's going to be getting their money out. You need to be into precious metals. And I mentioned the last time I brought up Steve and his gold trading company, Renaissance. I mentioned to you, I'm making a purchase tomorrow, and so is one of my good friends. And I would encourage you to do the same thing. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the Common Sense Show, you'll get free overnight shipping once your deal's consummated. Steve's number to call tomorrow morning, 406-586-4842. 406-586-4842. Of course, you can link into him from my website at thecommonsenseshow.com or go directly to stevequayle.com. Wow, I'm catching my breath. I feel like I got an education and then some from Deborah, and my mind is spinning. But I don't think we're going to slow down a whole lot, because now we've got to leave that behind, at least temporarily, and we've got to move into how do we become healthy. So let me welcome in our health reporter for the Common Sense Show, Katie Whalen. Katie?
Hi, Dave.
Hey, there you are. Okay, here. I thought we were on I thought you were saying one of the seven dirtiest words here because we had that little delay. Okay. Anyway, what's on tap for us tonight? What are we talking about with regard to our health?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm still recuperating from Deborah. So everybody take a deep breath, and we're going to change course a little bit.
My brain hurts.
I know. And there's hope. That's my message tonight. There's always a way through, always a way out, always a way around. But tonight I wanted to talk about kind of playing off the last few shows. I have been getting a lot of emails and a lot of phone calls because we talked about TPP, that trade agreement, what it's going to do to the food industry, what it's going to do to the pharmaceutical industry. And I, for weeks, have been encouraging people to get healthy, obviously, mm-hmm. but to get off pharmaceutical drugs if possible, because the medical matrix is not going to be your friend. And they're not your friend now, but it's going to change drastically. And I'm just encouraging people to think about that. Actually stop thinking about it, start reading up on it, and actually do something about it. So this week is the first step in getting healthy. I'm going to answer some of those questions, and I want to make it really simple. So if you have a pen, paper, you can always go back and listen to this segment over and over again. But this is how to start, because I am not a medical professional with a degree, so I can't tell you.
No, but you are a medical professional.
I am a health professional, yes. I'm a health coach. And I have a long history of this, but I cannot diagnose because I don't have a degree according to the FDA and the medical matrix. So what I can do is coach people and help them get on that path. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. But people ask me, what do I do? Where do I start? How do I do this? How do I start to get healthy? There's so much information out there that people get lost. They hear vitamins thrown at them. They hear programs and diets and in chelation and detoxing. So I'm going to break it down, make it simple, and then take it into the next, maybe a part two and a part three. But the first thing I wanted to do is just remind people to make small changes. Just take baby steps. Baby steps will have a huge impact. Take notes on the show, listen to the broadcast, and we're going to keep moving into this. So my whole thing, and here's something. I'm working next week on getting a special guest in who actually did this, changed their diet, and made an amazing difference. So we'll see what happens next week, but I'm very excited about that. So people can hear firsthand. It does work. So turning a toxic and sick body into a healthy, happy, functioning vessel, it depends on little more than air, water, and food. The three things Deborah was talking about. So do it now while it's still there. And I want people to think about just making simple changes and changing habits and patterns, really simple ones. So I had a conversation with a woman a while back, and she just sounded overwhelmed by everything. She had to switch her whole life around. I said, you know, people set goals, and I think goal setting can be a problem. What I suggest is people just make it a lifestyle, because a goal has a beginning, it has an end, and I'm going to set a date, and I'm going to start doing this, and it gets put off and put off. If you just change your lifestyle and think about it that way, it's a real, real smooth transition. And the first thing I want to do with all of this, when you're thinking about changing your health, whether it's losing weight, getting off pharmaceuticals, just getting healthy, whatever it is, first thing I want to do is acknowledge God in the process. And people will say, why? Well, He designed the human body. We are His vessels. It's about getting back to the very basics. He provided everything we need to function at our best. And it's all there. But we have lost our way. We've misplaced our priorities in this hectic world spiritually. And that, to me, is where all the dominoes begin to fall. I mean, once that took a foothold in our culture, I mean, the enemy took root, and now God's paradise has turned toxic, and so have we. So detoxing our hearts, our minds, our spirits is the first place we need to start, and take it all to God. And don't take the time for God, make the time. I mean, he'll work amazing things. And a lot of people I've talked to, I recommend that get right in your spirit, and all these things will start to happen. They'll fall into place. Make him a priority. But one of the first things that I tell people is water. And we've talked about this before. Water intake, food intake, exercise, and cleansing and detoxing. I mean, that's it. The four basic things that can turn your life around. And that's the beginning of a healthier you, the first step in allowing your body to function optimally and moving towards eliminating some, most, or all pharmaceuticals. And I'm going to give a real strong warning and vehemently advise listeners that if that is their goal, work with a naturopathic physician to do this. Don't do this on your own. Work with a professional, and they can go to a site called healthgrades.com. That's healthgrades.com, healthgrades.com. You can type in the kind of doctor, naturopathic doctor, the city that you live in, and it gives you a whole list of naturopathic doctors in your area, and it actually grades them. And I would love to hear back if anyone's been using this, because I've been pumping this site for a long time. So if anybody has any success, let me know. But the first thing we want to do is talk about alkalizing the body. I would say the majority of our population are acidic because of the food we eat, the garbage, the junk we eat. So the body needs to have a pH balance of 7.5. It's an alkaline body. Diseases thrive in an acidic environment. So what we're eating is creating an acidic environment. Cancers, bacteria, fungus, yeast, viruses, they all grow and replicate in an acidic body. So our diet, the last 50 plus years, has made us sick that way. And disease cannot survive in an alkaline body. And this is what I'm going to teach tonight, is how to turn that around. So no sugar, at least for the first couple weeks. Just get off the sugar. And that doesn't mean just table sugar, candy, things like that. I mean complex carbohydrates convert in the body as a sugar. That's breads, pastas, cakes, cookies, things like that. Get off of refined products of all types, processed carbohydrates, like I said, breads, pasta, cakes, cookies, chemical additives, preservatives, flavor enhancements, like MSG, aspartame. They're all acidifiers. And a few weeks ago, we went over the additives and just what's in them, what they're made of, aborted fetal tissue. I mean, just ooh, amazingly. Ooh. Remember we went over that?
Oh,
just
yes.
Disgusting.
It's like toilet to tap. I mean, yeah. I'll tell you, this show is turning into a really good diet enhancement program, because I don't want to eat when I'm done listening to people like you and Deborah.
I know. Well, and it's, you know, you are what you eat. Garbage in, garbage out. But if people are going to get well for the days to come, this is the way to do it. And I'm encouraging people, please think about getting well in the days to come, because you don't want to be dependent on pharmaceuticals, and you don't want to be dependent on a medical system that's falling apart or falling into the TPP trade agreement. And my advice is, when you go shopping, stop and think. That's my motto. Stop and think before you purchase commercially processed or commercially grown food. So you go into a commercial grocery store, look for the organic aisle or the organic section. I don't even go into the local commercial stores anymore. I go into the health food stores. And even in the health food stores, they have conventionally grown and they have organically grown. So be careful. Just because you walk into a Whole Foods or a Sprouts, you think you're spending all this money and you're getting what you want. No, you have to be really careful. So stop and think. Here's what you want to do. You want to buy Whole Foods, raw foods, GMO-free, organic foods. And then I have people say to me, well, that's so expensive. I just can't afford that. Well, you know what I found out? I actually did this for a couple of weeks. I started comparing notes. And I found that when I eat raw, whole foods, I eat less food because my body isn't requiring as much. My blood sugar is not jumping all over the place, and I crave less food. So I spend less money because I eat less food. I'm finding myself snacking on little nuts and things, a handful of nuts or just something like that. And I'm full because I'm being satiated. My body is getting fed exactly what it wants, not empty carbs and Twinkies and just junk, which makes your blood sugar jump up and down. So it is economical. No wasteful calories. And I'm probably going to go into part two about what exactly that is, but I want to kind of cover as much as I can on this show. But that would mean vegetables, fruits, seeds, nuts, legumes, sprouted plants, some gluten-free grains, sprouted grains, lean meats, your white meats, your chicken, your turkey. And here's something interesting. Meats should actually be more of a condiment in your meal than the main course. And if you're going to eat red meats are very acidic. They're very acidifying. So if you're going to eat red meat, eat a smaller amount once or twice a week, but not burgers and steak and all that every night. So keep it as a condiment, and definitely supplements. High grade, high quality, full spectrum supplements. And you can call me at the number 720-630-3111, because I have a brand that I take, that I trust, that I love. And I can talk to you if you have ideas. Let's talk about it. But I can help you through all this. I can coach you through all this. So don't forget that. So the next thing would be, I'm going to go over water. Water, a person should be drinking at least half their body weight in water. So you have a 150-pound woman, and she's going to need at least 75 ounces of water. That doesn't mean Coke. It doesn't mean coffee. It doesn't mean soda, beer. It means water. If it's not water, it's not water. That's my motto. We don't drink water. We drink everything but water, and we so need water. So use a little lemon in your water to help alkalize your body, and that's a great thing. I don't care if it's the fruit lemon or it's essential lemon oil. That's a passive detox and a passive deacidifier in your system. It's flushing the toxins out of your body. It actually flushes a lot of heavy metals out of your body, and it's getting things pumping. Now, tap water, I wouldn't recommend it. Even using a filter with tap water, you're still getting fluoride. So you're still getting the heavy metals. But if that's all you have...
You're getting...
Yeah, well, maybe in California, yes. If, what is it? Toilet to tap.
It's not just California either. It's all over the country now.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm on a well, so I don't even drink the well water. Because the well water, I found out, does have fluoride and some of the metals in it. I use reverse osmosis or distilled water. So, wells have fluoride. They have a small amount of bacteria in them, excess minerals, things like that. So the Berkey is the only filter I found that, from what I understand, does remove fluoride. So use distilled or reverse osmosis. And half your body weight. Get over the sodas. If you can't, if someone has trouble not drinking sodas, that means you're addicted to them. You're addicted to the additives. And we did a show about that too. Remember, we found out Gatorade and Pepsi, a lot of the drinks that PepsiCo puts out contain these, again, the aborted fetal tissue. Those are part of the additives, along with the aspartame, which is a neurotoxin, and all kinds of garbage. So you're addicted to that soda, and it's going to be a process to get off of it, but get back to water. And milk, oh my gosh. We should not be drinking milk. Milk is so bad for adults. Number one, it creates mucus throughout the body, whether it's in the nasal passages all the way down to the intestinal tract. Mucus traps bacteria. It also causes inflammation. Milk has high amounts of sugar. It creates a sugar reaction in your system. And commercial milk has, get this, Dave, hormones, antibiotics, and pus.
Oh, no.
You do
again,
not.
There you go. I just lost another 5 pounds. Thank you. Keep talking, and I'll have to buy a new belt.
I know. We, oh, my gosh. So these are, I'm still going to get into exercise and if we have time, a little detoxing, but these are simple things people can do. And as far as getting back, going back, tracking a little bit to the foods, people are thinking, well, what do I do? Just pull out a celery stick and start munching on that? No, because I'm going to recommend some great books where you can find out, you can get have the book right there as your home library. They have wonderful recipes, terrific recipes. I do this quinoa is a great grain. It's a non-gluten grain. I don't eat a lot of it, but I make this terrific breakfast out of it, like a porridge, and I cook it up with maple syrup, organic maple syrup, and apples and almonds, and a little bit of butter. And you can also, I put it in my smoothies, and you can cook and bake with it. It's a great, great, it's high in protein, too. So there's things you can do. Kale, fresh garlic and butter, saute it up. Oh, my gosh, you can make full meals, casseroles, you name it. But there's two, let's see, what are the three books I'm going to recommend? Actually, they're from a couple shows ago. There's one's called The Encyclopedia of Healing. It's a paperback by Michael T. Murphy. Another one is Eat to Live by Joel Fuhrman. And then there's a book called, we went over it with, remember the woman who was the probation officer? It's called Food and Behavior.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Barbara Stitt, S-T-I-T-T, Food and Behavior, The Natural Connection. And she's got recipes in that, but this is a great book, and it tells how just changing your diet to whole foods can change your behavior, mental disorders, seizures, epileptic seizures, aggression. It's a terrific, terrific book. And then there's another book called Traditional Foods Are Your Best Medicine by Ronald Schmid. He's a doctor of nutrition. So I will have those on my blog later tonight if you want to look those up. And the blog is theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com. So they can find those books there. But here's another really critical element to all of this is exercise. And people think exercise, oh my gosh, I have to go buy a gym, you know, I have to pay for a gym every month, I have to do all this stuff, I have to sweat. No, exercise is simply movement. You know, for the elderly, taking a 10-minute walk, just getting your blood pumping. My father is 90 years old. He still lives alone in a townhome. He goes to writing classes. He drives his car. He works, you know, he's active. And he works out at the gym, pumping weights 3 days a week. And he walks for 15 or 20 minutes the other days. His mind is clear. His body is in good shape. And he's happy. So it has an effect on your whole chemistry, on your mind. But the most important thing is gets your body system moving. It flushes the toxins. It gets the blood moving, flushes the toxins through your system. That lowers inflammation. Inflammation is the precursor to disease. So any kind of movement pumps the blood with that, the lymphatic system. Now, the lymphatic system is where, you know, you've heard of your lymph nodes. There are hundreds of them all over your body. Though that's the system, they're little nodes, and they collect toxins. Well, if they just sit there, they can turn diseased. But the lymphatic system does not have its own pump mechanism. It actually travels along with the blood. So that's another reason that getting your blood, your heart rate up, getting your blood pumping, it's flushing the lymphatic system out. It works with the circulatory system. So exercise, I don't care what it is, if it's yoga, if it's stretching, working out, Pilates, taking a walk, a favorite sport activity, whatever it is, just keep moving and get the blood pumping and cleaning. It also burns fat, eliminates toxins. It's detoxing major organ systems to one degree or another. So that is, so just make the time and get some balance in your life. And I wanted to go over just a little bit about how this neat little thing, I don't think I'm going to be able to put it on my website, but it's called a balance wheel. And we really aren't balanced. We work and we watch TV. I'm not saying all of us, but we work. We watch TV. We have family time. But we have lost, and it gets back to the beginning of the show, really sitting back and taking time to visit with God and calming down and getting back to the basics and saying, wait a minute, what are my priorities? Because a healthy temple is going to have a better connection to God. You're going to be happier. You're going to be healthier through miraculous ways and physiological ways. But diet is one element of that wheel. Exercise, supplements, your weight, which will be affected by all this, your water intake, rest and relaxation. I don't know if most people know this, and Dave, this is kind of for you. You probably need more sleep. Your body, your body needs.
You know, I've heard this since I've been about 10 years old. Go ahead.
I know. When you're sleeping, that's when your body is rejuvenating. That's when your body is repairing damaged tissue, broken tissue. It's detoxing. And if you don't get enough sleep, you're not doing all those essential things. And time, you know, relaxation time, reading a book, not the television, because we all know what television, especially the new modern televisions, are doing to our brains. What did Ted Brower said? It puts you in an alpha state.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's why we have a nation of sheep. So, but fun and recreation, positive attitude, healthy habits. Taking the time, eliminate some of the things in your life that you don't really need, and they're causing stress. And it's a challenge. It's difficult to do that. But take that 5 or 10 minutes, write down the things that you do that you really don't need to do, and start creating healthier habits. Your environment, the environment you live in, your own home. Is your home clean? Is it dusty? Are you taking in toxins? Just keep things orderly. I don't know if most people know this, but when you have clutter all over your home, it actually creates clutter in your mind. So just putting things away and keeping things neat actually makes you feel lighter, better. So stress and your emotional health. How's your social, you know, not you, Dave, but the listening audience. How's your social life? I mean, are you getting out and balancing having a social life? These are all parts of making this whole machine work. And I know it's a lot of information, but this is just the beginning. I think next week, like I said, I'm going to try and have that guest on who is a living example of how eating, changing the eating habits, stopping bad habits, really bad habits, turning everything around, and most important, turning to God for guidance on all of this. I really hope that they can come on. But the next show, the part two on this, I'm going to go over detoxing and cleansing. The lungs, these are the seven systems, elimination systems in your body. Most people think of the bowels as the only elimination system, or maybe the lungs. The lungs, the colon, the kidneys, the liver, the lymphatic, the blood, and the skin. So we've got to get all those cleansed and detoxed. So, wrapping this all up, was that pretty simple, Dave?
Well, that's very simple. So let me be your first client. We'll kind of role play what people can expect when they give you a call.
Mm-hmm.
So, Katie, you tell me I need more sleep. How mm-hmm. much sleep do I need?
Well, Dave, you should probably be getting 10 just to make up for the decades of not getting sleep.
if I had 10 hours sleep a night, first of all, I don't think I could make myself stay in bed that long, but if I had 10 hours sleep a night, I would give up half of what I'm doing.
Yep, I know. Well,
you know, I'd actually have to resort to watching Fox and CNN because I wouldn't have time to do my own investigations.
No, don't do that, because then we're not going to get the right proper truth information. So I'd say 6.
Katie, I'm one of 5% of the population.
I know.
This is something that's up my alley here, having a psychology background. I'm one of 5% of the population that can survive on 5 or fewer hours sleep a night. And I've done it probably since before puberty.
Yes, you can survive. But at a certain point, anybody can survive doing anything. I mean, I could probably survive doing heroin for 20 years, but
No. No, I'm talking about we're meeting our sleep requirements because our suprachiasmatic nucleus, you know, that controls our circadian rhythms.
I was going to talk about that. It works differently
in me than it does the average person.
Yes, maybe it does.
Maybe I'm an alien. Maybe that's what this is all about.
You're from another planet, yes. But you do, the point is you can survive so many years doing what you're doing. You can survive with a better quality and perhaps longer if you start giving your body a little bit more of what you need. I'm talking about people who get 2 or 3 hours of sleep a night. Not going to happen. It's not going to work. I'd say between 5 would be the minimum. I'd say 6. And the older you get, I believe you actually need less.
That's true. Teenagers
that sleep 10 or 12 hours, they need it. But you don't, you know, between 5.5 and 6 hours is a good night's sleep, as long as you're getting your REM sleep. So, you know, every once in a while, I mean, I was a flight attendant. Sometimes I got 2, 3 hours of sleep. But, oh, even in my younger days, I felt it. And it was horrible. And if I oversleep, then I feel sluggish. So, yeah, the circadian rhythm, I was going to go into that in the next show. And that's really important in terms of the cleansing and how the brain has its own system. And everybody does have their own system in terms of what they need.
Well, what I have learned is that people that require less sleep, like myself, we're not shortening our lives. What's responsible for this is we don't have the same volume of melatonin production as the average person, and melatonin is that hormone that makes you sleepy.
Why don't you have that production?
Because my brain chemistry is different than yours.
It's the pizza and popcorn, Dave.
Yeah, it really is. Although I've been pretty good, you know.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking here at my little Fitbit meter. I burned 4,000 calories today.
Oh, my God.
I'm feeling pretty good here, and I'm not done. I'm going back out into my gym when we're done here, and we are out of time. Folks, we got a great show for you next week. We've got Joseph Meyer, and he's going to tell us how fast the economy is going to crash, and he is one of the most respected economists in this country. You're not going to want to miss this show. Thanks to Deborah Tavares, I think. Toilet to tap. Ouch. Anyway, go out and have a great week. God bless. From me and Katie, we love you. Thanks for being with us.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.